Obamacare's smoking gun. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The smoking gun is this clip from last year of MIT economist Jonathan Gruber. He was a consultant on Romneycare and Obamacare, and he admitted that health care reform was a cleverly disguised tax designed to trick stupid voters into permitting the government to transfer money from healthy people to sick people. And that the voters could not be told that because...
You had a law which said healthy people are going to pay in. It made explicit that healthy people pay in and sick people get money. It would not have passed. Lack of transparency is a huge political advantage.
So there it is. The Affordable Care Act is, in fact, a scheme to get healthy people to pay for sick people. Except, isn't that pretty much the way all insurance works? I mean, let's say you have car insurance and you make your payments faithfully every month and you go 10 years without an accident. You've just spent 10 years paying for other people's accidents. But this clip has energized conservatives who see a chance to go back to a free market system without government subsidies. I've seen that system on TV. Apparently, there was a time when if you were poor, you could pay Dr. Welby with some fresh eggs from the hen house. Although I don't recall him replacing hips and heart valves. But I do know this. Whatever new system gets passed, it will involve taking money from healthy people and transferring it to sick people. And when that new system comes up for a vote, just as restaurants never serve squid, only calamari, it'll have to be called something else. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.